When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Kennedy Dynasty Podcast. I'm your host, Allison, and today I'm joined by one of my absolute favorite guests and favorite people just in general, Rachel Birchfield. Rachel, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today.
Oh my gosh, it's an honor. This is my third time and the feeling is totally mutual. I'm a huge fan of the show, but more so even a huge fan of you personally. So thank you for all of your support and being the person that you are.
Well, complete ditto to that. Like, you are so kind and so great, and I love your podcast so, so much. Literally, I think I was telling you before, I listened to it in the car line today. It's one of my favorites.
Thank you.
In case we do have any new listeners, which new listeners, you should go back and listen to all of Rachel's past episodes because they're great. But just in case, do you mind to give like a brief bio about yourself?
Sure. So actually, I think a lot of things have changed since I was on the show last.
That's true.
So the first episode was about Carolyn Bessette Kennedy, and then it was about Ann Lowe, who was Jacqueline Kennedy's wedding dress designer. And I can't honestly, Allison, remember when that was exactly, but a lot has changed since then, I can tell you that. So I am now the Royals editor at Marie Claire magazine. So we provide hopefully the best coverage out there of the British royal family and sometimes other royal families around the world. I also have a podcast that I co-host called Podcast Royal, which of course is about the royal family, not just the British one, but the ones around the world. And I have one that I solo host as well called I'd Rather Be Reading. I'm a huge voracious reader. I love books. And what else? I write for a variety of outlets, but mostly these days I'm with Marie Claire and they keep me very busy. The royal family keeps me busy. And I just love, I don't get to come on other shows very often as guests. I used to do that a lot, but life has gotten so busy. So, but I will always say yes to you always. So I'm again, just so happy to be here.
Thank you so much. I'm honored you're here because I know you have been busy and that's the reason
been a busy week.
That you are here to talk yes. about it. So Rachel had the absolute incredible job of going to cover as press the Earthshot Awards. And obviously that's in connection with JFK. And I'm actually going to let her, well, in a way, you know what I mean? But I'm obviously going to let her kind of take the reins on this one and talk about it and tell us all about what that is and her experience. So Rachel, take it away. I'm ready to learn.
Well, thank you. So I found out I'd probably put my name in, but I say my name, it is my name, but really I'm representing Marie Claire. I had put Marie Claire's name in the press pool applications maybe 6 weeks ago. And I finally heard back that I had been accepted into the press pool to cover William and I call her Kate. Like I know her. I don't, obviously we're not that close. like we went to college together at the University of St. Andrews, but I should call her Catherine, but I'm going to call her Kate. Cause that's just what I call her. So, I found out that, that I would be in the press pool for William and Kate's Boston trip on Sunday, November 27th. The tour started on Wednesday, November 30th. So I was actually, of all places, in New Orleans. I live in Birmingham, Alabama. I was in New Orleans over that weekend. That was the weekend after Thanksgiving, if you'll remember. So I got the call that I was going to Boston while I was in New Orleans. So I had to get back from New Orleans to Birmingham, book flights, book hotels, cancel the week, which of course I did because this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. They had not been to the U.S. on a tour since 2014. And now that their role has been elevated to Prince and Princess of Wales, this trip, by the way, this Boston trip was planned before the Queen died, before they became Prince and Princess of Wales. So who knows the next time that they'll be back stateside, because their work has majorly been elevated in the UK and across the Commonwealth. So I knew I couldn't say no. So it was such a whirlwind. I touched down in Boston, as ever, right? When you're trying to go somewhere you really want to go. My flight was delayed. So I got in two hours late on Wednesday. And I was beginning to get concerned because our flight, I flew to DC and then on to Boston. and our flight kept getting delayed. And I thought, well, I'm going to miss their arrival at the airport because they touched down, William and Kate touched down from London. By the way, they flew commercial in, which can you imagine being on a 5 of 7, however many hour commercial flight from London to Boston with William and Kate, like it's just casually.
No. Sitting, I assume
they were in first class, but anyway, so, cause this whole trip was about environmentalism. So it made sense they did not fly private, but I was afraid as my flight kept getting pushed back, I was originally supposed to land at 11:30. I ended up landing around 1:30, like 1:20, 1:30, and they landed at 2. So I was like, I'm going to miss them landing and we're going to get caught on the tarmac forever because of security. Well, thankfully we did end up landing around 1:20, and do you just want me to go day by day?
Absolutely, please. Okay. And also I would like to say I would have been a nervous wreck in that situation.
Oh, I was.
I would have lost my mind.
No, I was. Don't let me fool you. I was an absolute nervous wreck pretty much the whole trip. And it just there was just so many things logistically to do. And then of course, you know, you have to get there, you have to do your job. And another thing is learning the ropes of a royal tour, which is an experience unto itself. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so they landed at Boston Logan around 2, and then we had our first event was at City Hall. And so it was, Allison, it was the nastiest, rainiest night. I actually caught a cold from being in Boston. I'm shocked I haven't started coughing yet. I hope that holds up for the rest of the episode. But I have been coughing and just not feeling well, but of course, so worth it. So anyway, we had this event at City Hall, and then it was off to the Celtics game. You and I were talking offline a moment ago. They did get booed at the Celtics game. It wasn't as dramatic as I think maybe the press has made it, but they did get booed at the Celtics game. But the reception continued to get warmer as the week went on. Thankfully, I mean, Boston is the epicenter of the American Revolution. And so that leads me to the point, why Boston? Why did they choose Boston for this US tour? And it really has to do with JFK, which is kind of perfect. I don't even think you asked me on the show to talk necessarily about the Kennedys, but there's so many Kennedy connections happening in the royal family this week. So William was inspired to found Earthshot from JFK's moonshot speech, which I believe you're the expert here on Kennedys. He gave at Rice University in, I think, 1961 or 62. And so really, Earthshot was founded because of William's huge admiration for JFK. So he could have chosen to take the Earthshot Prize awards anywhere. It's only its second year. So the first year was in London last year. This is only its second year. He chose Boston because of JFK. And so the Kennedys have been involved with the royal family in so many different ways this week. I can't wait to touch on that in a moment, but I'm just going to give a high level overview of the week. Thursday, they had 3 engagements across town. Friday was my favorite day because I was the only print journalist in the room for Kate's visit to Harvard on Friday morning. So I got to spend an hour and a half. I can't say it was one-to-one time because there were other people and there were some photographers and there were a couple camera crews in the room, but I was the only print journalist in the room, in a very small room, I should say, at Harvard with Kate for 90 minutes. And then I actually got to walk right behind her as she did kind of an impromptu walkabout outside of the Center for the Developing Child at Harvard. And Allison, just the mayhem and the madness and the craziness of the crowds with her were, I've just never experienced anything like that. And she, I'm happy to report, is as elegant and lovely and beautiful and classy and gracious as you hope she would be. She was completely kind and generous. And some celebrities, when you interview celebrities a lot, some of them do not live up to your expectations of them, but she absolutely did. And so concurrently, while we were at Harvard, William was at the JFK Presidential Library with Caroline Kennedy, and as well as Caroline's kids, Jack and Tatiana, and the president casually. You know, we don't often leave President Joe Biden for the last mention, but he was there as well. And so some people would say, well, maybe you didn't get the better of the two assignments. For me, one-on-one time with Kate as the only print journalist in the room was absolutely exactly where I wanted to be. But I did hate that I didn't get to go to the JFK Presidential Library, because, you know, I'm a huge Kennedy fan, and it's a goal in my lifetime to visit all of the presidential libraries. I think I've maybe only been to 3 or 4, so I've got a lot more to go. Then, so they did those engagements, and then they had the Earthshot, the big ceremony, the Earthshot Prize Awards was Friday night. So Caroline Kennedy was supposed to be at City Hall on Wednesday. She wasn't there. I didn't get to see her at the library on Friday morning. So I really wanted to see Caroline Kennedy because I'm a huge Kennedy fan. And I was sitting in the press box at the Earthshot Prize Awards with some other reporters. And I had mentioned, I really want to see her. I hope I can see her tonight. I don't know if she's coming. And we were waiting for the show to start. I was scrolling on my phone, and one of the other reporters said, "Rachel, that's Caroline Kennedy." And, you know, by this time it's Friday. From Sunday to Friday was a complete whirlwind, whether it was planning the logistics or getting there on the ground and doing the work. And I hadn't been starstruck all week simply because, to be quite honest with you, I was so terrified that I was going to mess this assignment up that I didn't allow myself to get starstruck because I was just so dialed in and focused on doing the job. But when I saw Caroline Kennedy, Allison, I started to weep because she in and of herself is a woman that I have looked up to and admired my whole life. Plus her parents are JFK and Jackie, and her brother's JFK Jr., who's like the love of my life, the most handsome man to ever live. And she also had Jack and Tatiana with her, and the ceremony was great. And I'm leaving the building, and I'm not looking for any celebrities. Honestly, at this point, it's Friday night. I have been wall to wall. I have not really slept in almost a week by this point, 5 days. And honestly, I'm just looking for an Uber. I walk out of a door of the building. It was at the concert hall on Fenway Park's grounds, the MGM concert hall or something like that. And I walk out, and I'm walking with a purpose. So I'm walking to find an Uber, and I walk out, Allison, right into a live shot being done. Like, camera crew is filming Caroline Kennedy for an interview. And I walk into this shot, and I go,
unreal.
Unreal. This was not planned. I had no idea. I mean, I was just happy seeing her from afar from the press box. And so I backed up and I go, "Oh my God, that's Caroline Kennedy." I was by myself, didn't have anybody to freak out to. So I just kind of stood there probably creepily and watched her be interviewed for this TV spot. And I maybe was a foot or two away from her, and just seeing her in the flesh. And I mean, it's just, I still don't have words. It hasn't even been a week yet. And I don't know if I'll ever have the proper words to describe what this week meant to me. But I mean, obviously seeing William and Kate was beyond my wildest dreams, but add to that Caroline Kennedy. It's
like a combination of all of your interests, like in one. It's amazing.
Yes. Yes. And so I think anybody that listens to this show would consider the Kennedys America's royal family. And absolutely, the fact that there was so much of JFK in this past week, with the inspiration from Moonshot and the visit to the library. And I also want to point out that while William and Kate had, if you will, the JFK branch of the family, so Caroline and Jack and Tatiana, it's interesting because we are recording this on Wednesday, December 7th. So last night, Harry and Meghan, the Sussexes, were in New York City. So that's less than a week after William and Kate were in Boston if you want to call it the JFK branch of the family. Harry and Meghan last night are in New York City with the RFK branch of the family, receiving the Ripple of Hope Gala, an award from the Robert F. Kennedy Foundation. So it's just so interesting that, you know, of course I love the royal family, I love the Kennedys, and the British royal family met America's royal family times two. So, you know, it's so just so much wild. So much crossover this week. So that's in a nutshell, a very high level overview of the experience. It was truly like my two loves of the Kennedys and the royal family were married this past week. And it was just beyond anything I could have imagined. And I'm just so honored and thankful that I got to be a part of it all. And thanks for, this is actually the first time that I've spoken on the record. I mean, of course I've talked to, you know, friends and family about the experience ad nauseum. They're probably so tired of hearing about this, but this is the first time that I've spoken. I haven't even spoken on my own podcast about the experience yet. So I'm so honored that you're interested in hearing about it. So thank you
Absolutely. I told you off air, like literally when I found out Rachel was going to this, I teared up in my car in the Walmart parking lot. So happy for her, because I knew this was just such a marriage of your interests and like you're also doing what you love while you're experiencing it. Like, I mean, that's just such an honor. And we were talking about such a God thing, and because we both are such Christians and we just believe that. So
you open that door, I've got to say all glory to God, because this is absolutely a God thing. And thank you for giving me a platform to say that. And Allison, I want to shout you out for a minute, because we're in a competitive business. Media is very competitive. It's dog eat dog. You are one of, not even one of, you are the most supportive woman. You are such a cheerleader for me. And that means more than you know. You come in my DMs and you are as excited for me as I am excited for me. And it's just so rare and so wonderful to have the support of someone else. And I just cannot thank you enough for just being who you are. And I want all of your listeners to know that not only are you a really talented podcaster, but you're a great person. And it's just so great. Women supporting women is how the world will change for the better. And you do that so well. So thank you.
You actually just made me tear up. This is the first time I've ever teared up on my podcast. That is the sweetest thing. And I feel the exact same way about you. And I know it's a competitive business, but good Lord, to be able to see people that, not even just people that I care about, but I do care about you so much, but just people in general that have worked so hard for something. Because I now, doing what this is, I see how freaking hard it is. Yeah. Like it's constantly hard. And you're in a whole other realm of it, like beyond. So I know it is so hard, and you just have to, in my case, I don't know about you, but for me, it's just like so many no's before you get a yes. And no's before you get a yes. So it's just like a repetitive process. So I just am so proud of you and people in general that are just chasing their dreams. Honestly, like I know it sounds so cheesy, but it's true. And so being able to watch you do what you love and in a room, like really like the room where it happens, like all these amazing people, I can't not put in a Hamilton reference.
Well, and you're right. I mean, it is so tough, and I'm in a blessed place right now in my career, but I'm 36 years old. It took years and years and years. Sure. I've been out of journalism school for 13 years, and it's just, you know, it takes 99 no's for every one yes, but that makes that one yes so special. And any listeners out there, I mean, I know we're here to talk about Earthshot and about the Kennedys, but I mean, let me get a little inspirational with you for one second and just say that I am living proof that dreams come true. I'm living in Birmingham, Alabama. I've built this career on Zoom. It's just, I mean, I've always said this, Allison, I've said, I'm not always the smartest person in the room. I'm not always the most talented person in the room, but there will be no one that can outwork me. And I am proof that if you put your nose to the grindstone and work hard and rely on God, that winning combination, your dreams can come true and they will come true. And I'm about to make myself start crying, because being in the same room, well, first of all, William, okay, is my ultimate childhood crush. He and JFK Jr. My
That's ultimate. Amazing.
So getting to be around for 3 days. William was born in 1982. I'm born in 1986. So my whole life, I was in love with William. You know, always dreamed of being the American princess. But then combine that with Kate, who is a woman that I've looked up to and admired for 20 years. So the 1-2 punch of being with them for 3 days, plus add in Caroline Kennedy and at the Earthshot Prize Awards, just so much celebrity overload, David Beckham, Chloe and Halle, Annie Lennox, just on and on and on and on. It's just so many wonderful people. And, you know, everybody was so great. And that's a testament to the type of people I think that William and Kate surround themselves with is everyone was lovely. And it's just, again, if you need proof, listeners, that dreams come true, just look no further than right here, because it was a wonderful experience.
I love it so much. I love to hear it. And it makes me think of like that phrase, don't meet your heroes, you know, but yeah. Like, it's so refreshing to hear that like you were around her and in moments with her that she could have been like, oh God, or like, like I need a break. And she just, like you said, was so poised and so put together. And I'm sure she goes home and has a glass of wine and is like, good God, I'm tired.
But I think she likes a gin and tonic actually. So.
Oh, okay.
William brings her a gin and tonic most nights, like every good husband should. So see, I'm a print journalist, so I don't have a camera in my hand. I don't have, I was recording the audio, but you know, she could have let her wall down and sure. been off, and she was not. She was perfectly put together and lovely the entire time. And certainly total queen energy vibes. She will mm-hmm. be a brilliant queen when it is her time.
I love to hear that. Rachel, thank you so much for coming on and talking to me today. And I don't know if I mentioned this at the beginning. I don't think I did, but obviously, guys, I said in the last episode, I'm taking the month of December off. Happy holidays. I said all that kind of stuff. And then once Rachel was posting her photos and stuff like that, I was like, I would be an actual idiot not to at least ask if you have the time to please come on and talk about this, because it was such a marriage of the royal family with the moonshot speech, and obviously inspired by JFK. And yeah. I'm going to actually link in the description of this episode the Earthshot website, because they talk about the connection along with President Kennedy's Rice University speech, which I've obviously played a bunch in this podcast, but you can never have too many times. So I will link
absolutely
those two things.
Not. Yeah, JFK was present all throughout the week. The Kennedys were present all throughout the week. And again, it was just a wonderful marriage of the British royal family and America's royal family.
Yeah, it was great. I love it. I'm going to also link or direct link to Rachel's page through Marie Claire, so you can go back and read a lot of her work. And your website too links a lot of other work you've done.
Yes, it does. It does. Okay. Most of my current work is with Marie Claire. Listeners, we'd love to be your royal choice for your royal reporting. So check us out. And we always strive to provide the best coverage. And it was certainly great getting some. There's an article on there that I want all of you to read that was a really touching moment that I never would have been able to report on had I not been on site at the Earthshot Prize Awards. And it involves Prince William, and it was a really poignant behind the scenes moment that I'm glad that I happened to catch. So check that out for sure.
Absolutely. I will link that. Is there anything else you want to promote too? Oh, talk about your podcast, and I will put a link to that as well for sure.
Oh yeah. Thank you. So Podcast Royal, love doing the show with my co-host Jessica. We've been at it for we just celebrated our 2-year anniversary last month. So we've been at this for a long time. We just dropped episode 79 today. And we strive to provide, we have, you know, my favorite part about our show is, yes, we do the news and that's great, but we have the best guests ever. I mean, we have Andrew Morton, we have Robert Lacey, we have Katie Nichol, we have every royal expert you can think of on the show. And so, I mean, come for us, but stay for our incredible guests who, you know, Jessica and I would never claim to be royal experts. We just interview royal experts a lot. And so just listen to those interviews and we just have a great time with them. So we'd love to have your listeners come be our listeners too.
Absolutely. I will put a direct link to that because it's one of my favorites too.
Oh,
so again, Rachel, thank you so, so much. And guys, for real this time, happy holidays. I'll talk to you guys in the new year.
This time, everybody, really though.
I really do. Like I'm going to take a break, but happy holidays to everybody. And I can't wait to talk to you in January. I have so many exciting interviews coming up and some awesome books to pitch to you guys and authors and everybody. So it's going to be a fun new year. And Rachel, I hope you have an amazing Christmas.
You as well. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy new year, and love coming on the show. Third time's a charm.
I'm telling you, we're going to have a fourth time before we know it.
I hope so.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Come on and vote for Kennedy. Vote for Kennedy. Keep America strong.
Korean War has sadly been known as the Forgotten War, but half a century earlier, the United States was locked in a bloody conflict in Asia that's been all but erased from the history books. Hi, I'm Alex Hasty, the host of Ohio vs. the World, an American history podcast on the Evergreen Podcast Network. In our newest episode, we speak to experts about the Philippine-American War, America's first Asian counterinsurgency conflict. The heroes, the villains. We'll discuss President McKinley, Admiral Dewey, the vicious brutality of the fighting, and the scandals and war crimes that nearly sunk Theodore Roosevelt's presidency. Check out our show, Ohio vs. the World, on the Evergreen Podcast Network for our new episode about America's most forgotten war. Now back to the show.